Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's TPXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. Corey James and Breezy. And we've been following, I guess, this story for the entire week. It all began over the weekend when we got a message from a listener. And she wanted to throw her husband on the savage scale for the fact that he has been scaring the crap out of her and their daughters. Basically all month long. He's super into Halloween, and she thought that the fact that he was kind of overdoing it was a bit much. So ultimately, when we did the Savage or Sensible on Monday, we voted that it was sensible for him to do that because it's
right
spooky season. That's just what happened.
And we didn't like the idea that she was playing a victim role, the victim mentality of like, oh, he's scaring me. And we were like, get him back. Mm-hmm. Don't take this lying down.
That's right. So on Wednesday, we invited her to come on the show, learned her name is Ava, and got some more details and some of the pranks he's been pulling. Some of them are really like crossing the line. The one where he pretends to like really injure his hand, probably not the coolest thing since she was, you know, like worried for his life. So we decided that we were going to try and brainstorm some ideas for her to get him back. And we got a bunch of really, really, really great ones. And thank you to all the listeners that reached out. But one listener said, why don't you guys jump in? So now it's time to reveal the plan. Because we're going to get him. His name is Jason. All right. Here's the plan. All right. So Ava helped us set this up. She gave us a little info that they've been having some issues with their furnace in the basement. We talked the other day about how basements are spooky, scary.
So spooky.
So she told her husband, Jason, to expect a call from a company they could potentially hire to help get a fix for the furnace here.
Sure.
All right. However, we'll be the ones calling. And it's all just a ruse to lure him down into the basement. Breezy, you'll play the part of the employee from the company that's scheduling everything. And I
am going to fire up the voice changer to creep Jason out.
Oh, wow. That's spooky.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. So here's the other part that you should know. Okay. Ava is currently in the basement. She's laying in wait. Jason thinks she has left for work. And then basically our goal here is to just freak him out enough, kind of get him a little on edge. And then again, when the timing is right, that is when she's going to jump out, scream bloody murder, and scare the living bejesus out of him. That's the goal.
Okay. What could go wrong? What could go wrong?
I'd rather not think about that.
It's
going to be fine. Let's give Jason a call right now. Breezy, are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Do you have your best customer service voice ready to go?
Hello, how are you?
It's pretty good. All right, here we go. Let's see.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jason?
Yeah.
Good morning. This is Brianna calling from heating and air conditioning. How are you?
I'd be doing a lot better if my furnace was working.
Oh, yeah. I know you're having problems with that. Well, we're happy to help you out with whatever's going on. First of all, can I just confirm some details? And also, it would be helpful if you could head down to the furnace where that's located. I just have a couple of questions I'm going to need you to answer.
Okay, sure. No problem.
Okay, perfect. So let's start by confirming some info. Can you confirm your address for me, please?
Sure. It's 60 in Spencer. I'm standing in front of the furnace, by the way.
Okay, great. Just hang there for 1 second. I got a couple other things I have to ask you first.
Jason.
Okay, Jason. So what's the best time of day for someone to come out of your house and look at this? Like morning, afternoon, evening?
Jason, I know what you did.
Wait, excuse me?
So when would you like someone to come by? Like morning, afternoon, evening? What works best for your schedule?
Jason, you really shouldn't have done that.
Wait, I'm sorry. Are you hearing that too?
Hearing what?
All right. You know what? Never mind. I work from home, so honestly, whenever, I guess.
Jason, you're going to pay for what you did.
Okay, that's perfect. So we'll make it the easiest to fit into your schedule, obviously, and
I'm sorry. You didn't hear that.
Hear what?
There's like a deep voice on the phone.
Yeah, the only voice I really hear is yours, sir. I'm sorry about that.
Jason, I'm coming for you.
Okay, what the f*** is this?
Excuse me?
A deep voice keeps saying my name. You're seriously not hearing that?
I'm not, sir. I'm sorry. Maybe it's something on your end, or maybe you're picking up a different call or something. I don't know.
I don't know. This is really freaky.
Jason, you should really get to finishing this basement.
Seriously, this isn't funny.
Sir, I'm sorry. I really don't know what you're talking about.
Jason, I see you.
Okay, what the f*** is going on? Oh, my God!
Got you, Jason!
Oh, my God.
Jason, it's Corey James and Breezy from Team PXY on 98 PXY.
Corey, you can take off the voice changer. Now you're freaking me out, too.
I'm sorry. Okay, hold on.
Okay, is this better?
Oh, my God, yeah, I'd say so.
So, Jason, hi, not scary demon in the phone. Again, my name is Corey James, and your wife Ava reached out to us looking for some help to get you back for all the pranks you've been pulling all month long on her and the kids.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so...
You got me.
Can you put Ava back on the phone? Because I'm literally dying to hear her reaction.
Yeah, sure. Here she is. I'm going to go change.
Need some new pants. Ava, hi. We did it. It worked. We got him.
You guys are so amazing. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. I mean, you're the true hero in this. I mean, first off, we wouldn't have done this if it wasn't for you. And the fact that you... How long did you hide in the basement for this morning?
At least an hour.
Okay, perfect. Wow. All right. See? Look.
But
look.
This is so worth it.
Remember when Ryan from Webster called in on Wednesday and said that it was all about timing? Well-timed scare is the best thing you can do. So... Woo, there we go. All right.
Ryan from Webster's our scare coach.
Yeah,
and now your husband's definitely going to think twice when he's scaring you next year because he knows the potential that could be happening once we get him back.
Right, seriously.
It's just so funny because, okay, now I get why he was doing all that he was doing to us.
Kind of fun.
Damn funny.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. Well, Ava, glad this all worked out. Go check on Jason. Make sure he's okay. His heart rate might be a little up there.
He'll be fine. He has to do his own laundry, though.
Yeah. Not a bad idea.
Ava, you and those power moves. You, Jason, and the kids have a very happy Halloween, and I hope no one gets scared tomorrow, too.
Yeah, seriously.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Yep. See ya. Success! Got it!
Wow, that was amazing. I'm obsessed.
Breeze, hang on.
What do you think of me firing up the voice changer for the rest of the show?
Yeah, please don't. That's literally creepy as hell. I'm not doing that with you.
Okay, fine.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.